Few years there during the Depression, we'd smoke dog salmon, and we'd smoke about 300 every fall.
Wow.
You get them for 10 cents a piece right off the boat.
And once they're smoked, was that enough preservation?
Sure, we're hard smoked.
Hard.
We hung them up down the basement. You want a hunk of fish, you get on, take your knife and chop off a hunk of fish. Yeah.
How old were you when your dad built the big house?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to school. I don't know. Can't remember. I guess.
Or what year it was?
8, 9 years old or something like that, maybe. When they started it.
So were you involved in that at all? You were pretty young.
Oh, not me. I wasn't doing any building. No, I had my own business.
At 8 and 9 years old?
Oh, 10, 12 years old, yeah. Yeah. I'd go steal Herman Stike's beer and home brew and take it down to Pete the Greek and sell it for 2 bits a quart.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And they tell Pete, they say, hey, you save me them bottles because Herman buying them from me for 10 cents a piece. So then I'd take each save them for me, and I'd take them back to Herman and sell him his own bottles at 10 cents a piece. My old man, I guess Herman got wind of it somewhere, and he told my old man, the old man come to me, hey, you better quit stealing Herman's beer. He's on to you.
Oh.
Herman got too sober once, huh? Started counting bottles.
Oh, I don't know. I up there one time he wasn't sober. He put croton oil in one batch and marked the tops, but they had a big party and he forgot which he marked, and I tell you, they had a party. Croton oil, you know, was right through you. Zoom!
Ooh!
They had a party.
Huh.
Here. Everybody was close to the outhouse for a day or two.
Huh? Oh, they missed it. That was right behind our place.
Well, couldn't you taste it?
Huh?
Or smell it? Couldn't
what?
You taste the whatever you were saying?
Oh, they're drinking beer. They're all happy. Hey, yeah. No,
they didn't. They just thought it was kind of a funny batch, probably.
No. Didn't notice anything until it started to work on them.
Then they noticed.
Oh.
A lot of fun them days in that town. Yes, kids, we didn't stand around a street corner like they do now, smoking cigarettes and spitting and nothing to do. Let's go try something.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty to do.
You went and stole beer.
Yeah, I stole beer. Then in my leisure time, we'd go up and cut wood for the house.
Mm-hmm.
There were no chainsaws then. It was all Swede fiddle, you know, and splitting and mauling wedge. And Bob Harwood and me, we cut 30 cords of wood every summer.
Wow.
I mean, this is all by hand.
Right.
Haul it home on an old truck. Buzz it up with a buzzsaw. 15 cords for his place and 15 for our place.
So you have the buzzsaw powered off the truck, or?
Yeah, no, we had another old car frame, old Buick car frame with the engine and then the shift gear, you know, and
the
tail shaft coming out. We had a big buzzsaw on that round saw, and that's what we used to cut the wood.
Oh, you had it right on the tail shaft on the transmission, huh?
Yeah, you could make any. Go here. As fast as you want.
Oh,
you know?
Oh,
sure.
I get
same
sidetracked.
Gears.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's the way we cut wood. Well, that's what we did in our spare time.
Right.
In the summer.
So did you go fishing then? Well, you talked about
we'd go
borrowing rowboats and going
clam
digging.
Yeah, we'd go fishing, and we'd go berry picking, and we'd go mountain climbing up in the mountains.
Now, who is we?
Us kids there, me and Bob and Pat And
where did Avery come into the picture?
Huh?
What about Avery?
Oh, he wasn't around much. He was farmed out with his other relations.
Could you hand me that zipper bag there, please? Mama had some pictures framed, and I took them out, and there's no marking on who they are. I'm wondering if you might know who they are. Well, I think this is your dad, one of them. Who's the other guy? Is that your dad? Two men.
Yeah, two men, yeah. He was a mean bastard.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He liked to beat on his kids.
Well, Mama said that he treated you really mean.
Yeah, that's him way back. I don't know who that donkey is.
You don't know the guy with him? It's not one of your uncles?
Could be.
But you don't recognize
him?
Could be. Okay.
No, which one is the dad?
Well, I know that. This is...
That's
Charles Curtis Hurd. That's your dad.
Yeah. And then somebody else we don't know who.
We don't know who the other one is. Okay. Well, he was a little rough in his discipline. Is that right? Did Mama get between you sometimes? Between you and him?
She was knocked on the ground too.
Oh, she claimed she claimed that she'd get in the middle.
You get knocked on the ground, too. Shit, he was after her with a knife one night.
Oh, my goodness.
He went down to the neighbors.
Are you talking about your mother? Or?
Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah,
your dad was after your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
oh,
yeah.
He was a mean bastard, I tell you.
But but my mother, Luana, your sister, said that he never got after her.
No, he never did.
But Georgia.
He got
happened?
Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what happened when Georgia fell off the bed, or what happened?
Georgia didn't fall off the bed. One of the kids did.
Oh, one of her kids?
Yeah.
Well, did that make you mad or what?
Well, I happened to be home at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if it was Gail or Dawn that fell off the bed in the bedroom. The old man was down in the basement. He come a tearing up there. Oh, he was going to tear things apart, and I just got on his back, and I just come home from an 8 month trip out to South Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I got on his back and I told him, I said, hey, there's been all the beatings in this house that ever gonna be. I said, you just start in, mister, and we'll go to it. He didn't touch her.
Hmm.
I said, the hell were you, bastard. I packed my suitcase and I went down to Seattle.
Hmm.
I said, I got enough of this.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, just somebody falling off the bed sounds like they needed comfort instead of a beating.
He was going to beat Georgia because one of her kids fell off.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So most of your childhood he was pretty mean or pretty...
Oh, I guess on his good days, why, he wasn't beating nobody yet.
Well, you told about in the backyard that he was beating you in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Shit, the neighbors would even tell him to knock it off.
What kind of things did you do to make him so angry?
I got no idea.
Hmm.
He'd just go boom like that. Got no idea. Well, mm-hmm. Like the kid fell off the
right,
bed now,
yeah.
See? So
right.
There you go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we got married, his mother said, and it had to relate to this knife thing, she says, don't leave any sharp knives exposed, because I always had a knife rack. Well, I found out what reason was. See, it was because her husband had chased her with a knife.
Oh. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was afraid Pete'd do the same thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I had plenty of knives.
No, you weren't that tight, but that's what she was afraid of.
Oh. Oh.
She said, leave any knives exposed.
Apparently you used to go on a lot of camping trips and...
We did.
So you had some good times with your dad.
We did, yeah. Hell mm-hmm. Yes. We went up to Mount Baker quite a few times, out to the ocean and up here to Well, up in the mountains here, camping grounds, and then us kids, me and Bob Harwood and Pat Pitt and Don, and we'd go when we go big enough to pack a pack, we'd go out in the mountains and take a trip, maybe back to Glacier Peak or some damn place, and the folks would say, well, when are you coming back? Well, I don't know, when we run out of grub. So there was none of this, oh, they're 5 minutes late, call the rescue. Yeah, like they do now, see? We could be out there a week late. We know how to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody worried.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No.
What was the first car? What was the first car the family had?
They had a Model T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a Model T. We got a lot of miles on that Model T. Yeah, we'd go down to Oregon when I was a little kid, and they'd pick apples in the fall. Hood River, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Drive down in the Model T. And then we'd go on the 4th of July vacation, they'd get a time off from the mill and go out to the ocean beach, or up, like I say, to Mount Baker, camp there, hike around. Oh yeah, we did quite a few trips.
Your dad was quite an outdoorsman, and your mother was more a refined city lady, wasn't she? Right, yeah, she did.
Did you see these other pictures?
No.
Oh.
Do you know who that is? A pretty lady, Mama thought enough of to frame, but there's no name.
I ain't got the least idea. I don't know who that is.
Well, I had some other pictures here too, and I took them several years ago to Carolyn, you know, cousin.
Yeah.
Well, but she has macular. Carolyn? No.
What? Not Carolyn.
Virginia. She had macular degeneration, so she couldn't see them to tell me who they were. So I don't know. I don't know if you know any of them. Pardon?
The middle of her retina isn't working anymore.
In fact, I tried to get a hold of her after Mama died, and I've never gotten an answer. So I don't know.
If she's, I don't either.
You haven't kept in touch either.
No. When it degenerates, then they can't. It's very difficult for them to read. They have to.
Well, this one's labeled. Edith Barth and Dad George Barth. Did you know him at all? Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa Barth?
Yeah, he was a good guy, yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was a good-tempered?
Yeah, he was okay.
What do you know about him? I mean, what kind of work did he do? Or?
I don't really know what kind of work he did. I understood later he had a bunch of old wooden planes that I would like to have had.
Oh.
Oh,
real?
Yeah.
Woodworking.
Woodworking.
He might have been a half-ass carpenter or something. I don't know.
There's no label on that. I think these came out of a photo album of your mother's. That one's one of, what, chickens or ducks in the backyard?
A bunch of chickens.
Doesn't look familiar to you?
No.
Not too clear of a picture here. Somebody looks like on the beach by some driftwood.
Yeah, somebody is.
But you don't recognize them?
No.
Okay. Little boy with a dog.
Yeah, and that's what it is, all right. I don't know.
That lady.
Oh boy, I got behind. I'm gonna fire full bore. Ooh-wee. I wonder if she did it right there.
Come on, we can't see the picture. What's?
I don't know who it is.
Okay. All right. Now this one I think must have been one of your camps at Mount Baker. Is that my mother and your mother there?
Yeah, that's your old Model T. I think this might be over here at Lake Goodwin. Could be over here at Lake Goodwin.
Oh, okay.
We go out there occasionally, too.
Well, this is... The back of this one says the ocean, the old Tin Lizzie, Charles Heard,
oh,
Washington
Mount
Coast.
Camp. Well, this would be Mount Baker then, I guess.
Well, I guess she wrote on a couple of these. Hmm. That one has writing on.
Yeah, that would be the ocean.
Okay, here's the picture of the lady sitting down and a man standing up. The lady has a cat in her lap. Another cat lover. Who are they?
Boy, that guy's got ears, ain't he? I don't know. I don't even know who the pussycat is.
Okay, have you ever heard of this man, Lloyd Warren? May 31, 1914.
Lloyd Warren, nope. He had nice button shoes.
Okay. This one's labeled.
Boy, I know him.
Who's
that? Harold Heard.
Oh, yes.
You've seen this one.
Yeah, I know him.
Christmas greetings.
He just has the awfulest comment on people that have these
beards
over their chins, and they say, well, just take a look at those pictures.
Yeah, so that's you. That's the way you looked in the Coast Guard.
That was... In 1939, when I was on the Duane Coast Guard.
Oh, we ought to write that down.
We had a beard growing contest on that trip to Alaska.
Or just a pen, hand. I'll write on the back of it.
So that's when that happened.
You got a fur face for a while.
Yeah. Well, I even got my picture in the Frisco paper with that.
This one was 1939?
39, yeah.
Oh, look at that outfit.
The boat Duane? How do you spell that?
Spell it like Duane.
D-W or D-U?
D-U-A-N-E.
D-U-A-N-E.
Duane.
Well, there's a couple ways to spell it. The boat, okay. Or the ship.
Well, I can look right here, and I can spell it. Well, no, these are
okay. Charles Heard. That's we've got that one. We know him.
This is the Department of Commerce.
Well, I didn't know him in his mean days.
Who?
Your dad.
Oh yeah, he tried to.
He changed, I understand.
He tried to mellow out, you know. He wasn't fooling me.
Really? You don't think he really did? Well, you weren't
he
a little boy anymore.
Else. Well, why should I stir it up?
Right. Well, I mean, if he didn't beat us, we don't know. And you got too big for him.
He knew damn well he better not tackle on me, because I would really give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that one's labeled with Barth, my dad, so that's Mr. Barth with him.
Background on your family, Ted?
Not on my dad's side.
Now, Barth was...
Barth
was your mother's...
Mother's
yeah,
father.
My dad came across, actually, on a covered wagon. And he was a foreman for a big ranch up in Caswell, Montana.
Well, what about your mother? Tell us something about your mother.
She was a good cook.
I remember that, too. Made good pies.
Oh, yeah. Made good raised donuts, too.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Now, see what I missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good raised donuts. Well, she had that wood stove, and she kind of knew how to cook
she
just
knew
right.
How to operate it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had many years on a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was making all the cookies and stuff for your Uncle Palmer's 50th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
That's
could be.
She
I don't know.
His mother. Gosh, she had beautiful cookies.
Oh, yeah. And a seamstress, wonderful seamstress, crocheting.
Oh, yeah, she was good with that old Singer sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who got that.
Oh, here, this is labeled August 8th, 1926. That's,
well,
is that before your time?
Before my time, yeah.
Camp at Mount Baker, taken from Table Mountain Camp, is little white spots around lake to the right. What is little white spots?
Probably the tents.
Oh, Charles Hurd and family. But you were born in 1917, right?
Yeah.
1917.
That's what they tell me.
The old Columbia Highway taken by Charles Hurd.
Why don't you say, I don't know, I wasn't there.
Yeah, this would be when we go to Hood River.
Well, I guess this particular group has labels on them. This is the dock. Blanche is on the beach. Do you know who's Blanche?
Blanche?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Clinton. That must be over on Whidbey Island. It says Clinton on there.
It says Clinton, all right. It is in Whidbey Island, yeah.
This is my family.
Are you
who,
your family?
Well, it must be your dad writing that, or your mother, I don't know. Who? Do you recognize anybody in there? George Barth. Yep. You don't know, huh?
Well, I'm pretty dumb.
Who's
no,
this?
No dumber than the rest of us.
No, we don't know either. We're at least we're learning a lesson, I hope, to write on the back of our pictures. Oh, Carrie Bean Carter Barth. That's your grandmother. No, your...
Who?
Carrie Bean Carter Barth, mother of Edith L. Barth Hurd.
Okay.
Okay, so that one at least is labeled.
Okay.
So that's your grandmother that
yeah.
You didn't know. You did you ever meet her?
I don't think so. I stopped in Rochester back there coming through one time during the war, and I met some of them people, but... I don't know. I met my cousin's wife, Howard, and my cousin.
Oh, okay.
He was off to sea someplace, South Pacific somewhere.
This is a pretty good camp picture. No name on the back, though. Okay, how about
that?
Yes, that would be Carolyn. Yeah, quite a few years ago, I guess. And then we visited Virginia, what, 3 years ago, maybe? But she couldn't help us out with pictures.
Mm-hmm. Well, this ain't still.
Does that look like one of your camps, maybe? Your family camps?
No, I don't remember a camp like that. That's quite an outfit for them days.
Uh-huh.
Good old wood stove there.
So would that have been, I wonder, from your mother's?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your Barth.
And Barth, yeah, that would be the that side of the family.
Would he have been a camper like that, with that kind of stuff?
I have no idea. They're what they call Pennsylvania Dutch.
Well, this must be... Oh.
Well, it's a nice tent.
It sure is, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I got the impression that Bart was a security guard or some kind of a guard.
That's a fine TV they got there.
A what?
Fine TV.
What? What's the TV?
Yeah.
That was before TVs, so what is it?
Well, you see that big horn there? That's a fine TV.
Pete?
Huh.
I was saying something.
Hi.
You were talking about Bart. You just started.
Yeah, the question was asked, well, what did he do? I seemed to me like I heard that he was a security guard.
I don't know. Never heard anything like that.
In this picture, there's several, look at pennants. It says Milwaukee, and I can't read the others. And look at this one, a bedroom, a tent bedroom, and there's a rocking chair. I ought to look at that closer. Gwen has Mama's rocking chair that
yeah,
was your
I
mother's.
Know.
Does that look like it?
Yeah, and there's some old
Gwen, she
porn.
Yes, she does.
How did she get it away from Gail?
Well, Gail, no, Gail doesn't have it. Gwen has it. Mama had it. Mama had your mother's rocking chair.
She did, huh?
Yeah, and then Gwen's got it now.
Huh. Well, the Albersalls, they sucked up most everything.
Well, they didn't get everything, because Gwen has the piano.
I know that.
And we've got your mother's dresser and dressing table
okay.
from the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, they had a rocking chair. What? I don't know.
Okay, but this camp doesn't look... I guess those are all pictures probably of the same camp.
Chopped up wood there.
They'll stay for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of cooking.
Well, this might be over, a lot of this might be over on Whidbey Island, too. There'll be a lot of stuff over there.
Well, look at this. Look at this wood pile. Now, that's pretty impressive.
That's the same one, part of the same one. Yeah, there's an old crosscut there. This stuff could have been over on Whidbey Island, because there was a lot of... Well, you see, you're in the north. Yeah.
What are we going to do with no names and no labels?
Go away.
It is sad. You know,
isn't
it? These antique shops and
uh-huh.
these pictures of these people when they were somebody, were they?
Right, and they're nice. I mean, the camp is very nice, and...
Well, that's a nice picture of nothing.
A nice picture of nothing? And look at this lady holding a baby, sitting in a rocking chair.
Well, they did that them days, you know.
Well, did they sit in a rocking chair on the beach? They must
she
have.
Did.
Right.
Don't know.
She liked her comfort.
Don't know. Well, they probably over on Whidbey Island, they set up a camp for all summer, you see.
Oh, that's why
they do that. They do that.
I guess we can put those in this.
They'd set up a camp for all summer. Clams and...
All big clams and stuff, huh?
And drink homebrew and all that good stuff.
And your dad did that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, he was a real pirate. Something or another.
Not when he was younger, though, right? Just when he was older.
He was weird. He was weird.
Okay, now, before he...
You know, they pass on those traits.
Huh?
They pass on those traits, you know.
He's giving me...
Father to son passes on those traits.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's past my wine drinking time now. How about a glass of wine? Yeah, I'll trade you this here cup for a glass of wine.
Go ahead, give it to him. We don't want any, but he can have it.
You're damn right I can have it. tell me I can't have any.
I didn't say you couldn't. I said you could. It won't bother us.
They tell me I can't have any where I'm going. They don't serve it.
Oh, is that right? Are you sure? Oh, okay. Good. Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Before your dad married your mother, Edith, I understand he...
That's before my time.
I know, but you might have heard about it. You were closer to that time than I am.
Yeah.
So he was married before, and his wife died. That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Now, is this his first wife?
I don't know.
Well, if you'd ever...
Avery's mother.
What was her name?
No, that was...
That's not her?
No.
Was that your mother?
To me, no.
I heard that the first Mrs. Hurd was also named Edith.
Yeah, I think I've...
That was her name,
Edith.
Edith,
uh-huh. Edith Avery.
Edith Avery.
Yeah.
That was... Avery was her last name?
Yeah.
And they named their son Avery then. Avery Hurd. So that's your...
They had relations down here in... all right around Green Lake there in Seattle, and that's where Avery was raised, and with her relations down there, see. So I didn't get to know him very well until later on in years. And they had relations over in Yakima.
Mm-hmm.
Also Bill and Belle, they called them. They had a farm over there. We'd go over there occasionally with the old Model T. And in the old album, there's some pictures of me and Sis and Georgia out feeding the chickens and that, and they're in Yakima.
Oh, and that wouldn't have been that one with chickens. That wasn't...
No.
Okay.
No.
This group picture looks like your dad down here, and if I understand that this would have been his first wife, Edith, holding the baby, Avery. And you know... Down on the...
that's her.
Okay. Now, look at the man down on the left-hand corner. That looks like the same guy that's here in this picture.
That could be.
Now I wonder who...
I don't know. This is Emory Chapman right here.
Okay.
That's Emory Chapman.
Emory. Okay, I'll write that down. Emory was...
And there's the old man right
there. Right. I pick him out. Emory Chapman.
And this is Ottie.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I need to write those.
I
will. After he gets through looking at them, then I'll write on the back of it.
And this is Avery's mother. That's probably him she's holding.
Uh-huh.
Probably Avery. Well, he's a baby, huh?
But that man down the corner looks like this man.
Could be.
Just don't know who he is.
I don't know. Some donkey just sneaked in there someplace or another.
Okay.
Some shirt tail over there. Huh?
Yeah.
The second man you said is Emory Hurd.
Chapman.
That was your step, what do you call it? Grandfather?
Grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
which one?
Front row, second left. Yeah. Okay.
This looks like quite an operation.
Oh, yeah. Good picture. Good drawing. An old climax.
That's something.
Okay, Emory Chapman. And this lady is Audie, you say, here?
Yeah, that's Audie. Yeah, Audie Hurd.
That's your father's sister, then, Audie?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She married a Burbick. Ollie Burbick, and she had two boys, Clarence and I don't know, I forget the other one, Carol, Clarence and Carol.
C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, sons.
Picture over there, that's the Muckleteel Mill back way back there.
That's where your dad worked?
Yeah. Yeah, he was saw father down there.
Well, could these two little boys have been Audie's children then? The Clarence and Carol?
Well, it could be. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. What about this guy standing next to her? Would that have been Burbick, her husband?
Burbick.
Okay.
I think that's Burbick himself.
Okay.
It's kind of good to find out finally who these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably one left that knows.
I've been dabbling in photos here this last winter. There's a publisher up here at Oso, a little place called Oso. And he's a publisher, and he's wanting photos of various things, you know, so he's going to publish a book while you got the photos.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of local stuff, like history of Snohomish County, and they got a lot of my photos, and they got glass negatives and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got some old ones.
I got glass negatives of Muckle Teal that my dad took.
Hmm.
And this finally is going to be, they're going to be, if they're publishing this book, they're going to get
the copyright?
Yeah, no, not copyright, but right information.
Oh,
The photo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some photos of them are out, and they don't know my old man took them, see?
Oh, okay, so he's going to get credit.
He's going to get the photo credit.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So I got photos of Japtown when the Japs were living there.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, hey, you publish that any place in that book, it's got to be Japtown, not Japanese town. Yeah.
Because that's what the locals called it at the time.
What it was. What it still is.
All right, so this group picture, your dad.
Yeah, that's Burbick.
And
here, that guy
Audie and Burbick.
Yeah.
And probably they're two.
Well, I don't know. Maybe two of them, because they were older than me.
Oh, but you weren't even born yet.
No.
Yeah, and they were older than you, so that could be them. And that would be your grandfather? No, Chapman.
No, that's
so
Cameron.
That's okay, well then. And you have no idea of these two people on the end?
No, I can't place them.
And this guy and this lady, I bet they go together, and he's the same one. Okay, well, we tried.
Well, you got a few more.
Yeah, good. So, this was in Rochester. I'm wondering if it's George Barth. Let's see. Edith and Edith's brother? No. Well, here, you look at it. I thought maybe when you were a child you might have looked at some of these pictures.
No, I don't know who that gazillion is. New York, 1888. That's before my time.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
This is you, Harold and Luana, in Muckle Teal. It's cute.
I knew them.
You knew them, okay.
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Oh, sure. And here's Harold and Luana. These are Harold and Luana. So I guess these are all labeled pretty good. Luana and Harold.
And then look at the baby there. I don't know who that is. Or is that a doll? That's a doll.
Mine.
A baby, yeah. Look at, that's cute. They're at a desk together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her at all? Do you remember her growing up? My mother, Luana, your younger sister.
Oh, certainly.
Well, tell us about her as a child.
Oh, she ate just as much as I did.
She always loved to eat, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She told me she was even fat. A while.
She was. I used to call her Fatso.
Yeah, she told me that. I mean, she didn't tell me that you called her that, but she said they called her that.
Yeah, she had some blubber.
Well, she didn't keep it all her life, though.
No.
So angelic.
September 5th, 1926, in U.S. Forest Camp Mount Baker, Edith Hurd and Luana. Huh. That was in your day. You must have been someplace around.
I was there.
Charming little kids, huh?
Yes.
Yep.
She always used to say, I've never had any trouble with my children.
Oh, did she?
And then there was a gal I worked with, and she says, yeah, they used to say, don't you go up beyond such and such. That herd bunch is up there.
Uh-oh. Isn't this cute? This says it's Edith Barth and Carolyn Barth in Seattle.
Carolyn, that was my aunt.
Yeah.
Pussycat.
So they all like cats.
Virginia's
cat one. Cat family.
Oh. Well, I'll be darned. That's cute.
Gail and Don were over here, and they the other day, and
uh-huh.
I wanted to know who's got all of the early pictures of the herds.
Now, do you know?
No, I don't know. I told her I thought Claudia had that. Somebody gave Claudia all the early albums, and I don't know why she ever had them because she was never in them and she wasn't even around.
But now you know who. Now you know the truth, right? Who's got them? Don't I have them?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I'm showing you.
Do you have the old albums?
No, they're torn up. Look.
Where did they come from?
Where did these pictures come from?
These came out of...
Well, maybe that's the old albums.
These are the old albums.
Yeah, well,
right.
Then,
we're trying to make sense of them. We're trying to get names
where
and...
Where did they come from?
Mama had them.
Well, then she had the old album.
But they're not going to do Gail any good if she doesn't know the names either. I mean, I'll share them with her if I could get the find out. You're our last hope.
Well, you're better off than you were when you started.
Yep.
Well, we got a couple more. So we're going to go see Gail next week. We'll take all this over there.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
Show her.
There's this.
Yeah.
No
CP, there's what's
left.
Who is that?
Well, that's Carol. That's labeled. It says it's Edith and Carolyn.
Yeah, I didn't know if he saw it or not. He said...
Oh, Edith?
Now this might have been you guys. I don't know. No, who is this?
Here.
Wait, yeah.
This is September
Charles.
1926.
1926, okay.
On the slope of Table Mountain, looking toward Mount Baker.
Yeah. That's
awesome. Avery, Luana, and Harold Hurd.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's Avery here on
you
the
kids.
Left.
You kids.
Yeah.
George Barth and son George.
Yeah.
So that's labeled.
Yeah, that's Avery on the and left. He was with us sometimes.
And there's Edith mm-hmm. Barth and a dress and a
well,
bunch of
I
church
remember
people.
Him.
I don't know, you know
mm-hmm.
him.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose.
Know him.
Okay.
So this has the names on it. This says Tommy,
we visited,
Burra,
I think
Alice,
my
Royal,
way,
Edith Barth.
Went to California, but
Herbert.
I don't.
Looks like Ethel.
If I met him then, it was the only
Claudia,
time. And
Emma,
I don't remember.
Esther.
From the picture, I wouldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
Arthur. Whoever Arthur is. Good old Arthur. It was a good old Arthur.
No, I didn't know Arthur.
And this is the Barth home in Seattle.
Okay, down on Rainier Avenue. Rainier Avenue in Seattle, yeah.
There's somebody riding an elephant.
Well, where
I
was
don't
this
know
stuff?
Him either.
Know about anything. I never did see any of this.
Oh, I've had it ever since we went to visit Virginia, and she couldn't tell me. I've had it in my files.
I know, but where did it? Mama had it?
Yeah. Yeah. I got it from Mama.
This is some babe on the beach.
See, this is, I haven't had a chance to, as best I could get.
Another gal on the beach.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, this is Edith.
Of course, Charlie. Dabbled with the genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a hurry to leave, or can I get dinner started?
Oh, don't fix first, because we're going on a dinner cruise on Lake Washington with the college. So yeah, we need to. Actually, we were going to try to be there at 4 o'clock, or between
young.
4 and 5, anyway. So we did bring our clothes. Maybe we could change our clothes
sure.
and leave from here.
Sure.
But so go ahead and get it started for you guys if you want.
Oh no,
we'll finish up.
What?
Okay.
I told her, I said, if you're not in a hurry, I'll get dinner started. And she said, they had a...
We have a date.
You got a date, huh?
Yeah.
Got a free meal coming?
Yeah, we do.
Get it.
Thank you so
never
much. That was real good.
No, a nice canoe there. I got a canoe out in the back I built.
That's what John said. So
oh, yeah, we have to have a little tour before we leave, don't we? Are you up to that?
Why?
Well, just so we can say we saw it, too.
We saw it, too, huh?
Us, too.
Okay.
Well, looks like you made a lot of little kids them days. That's all they had to do, I think.
Yeah.
way over Port Angeles one time, and somebody asked her, how come you got so many kids? Well, she says, you know how it is, it's foggy over here all the time, and that foghorn keeps us awake, and there ain't nothing else to do. Well, that's why they had so many kids. So never camp near a foghorn.
end up with a whole bunch of kids. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. I had a couple more. Let's see. Mama had one framed. Where is that one?
Hard telling.
Well, let me look at those.
Well, we already looked at
those.
Looked
at that.
And you know nobody?
No.
Well, only we knew that there's one of the three kids.
Whatever was written on the back.
He doesn't know that.
You're supposed to contribute new information.
He recognized the house. And he recognized, he doesn't know that side of the family.
Edith, that's labeled.
Yeah. And you recognize the three kids up on...
Oh, this. Who's this? The three kids. Let me write on it if you recognize them.
No, the three, the one that was labeled.
Yeah,
where they were
up,
well,
the
well, if it's labeled, that doesn't count.
Who those are.
That doesn't count. We've got the... Okay. Well, all right. Which one is it? This guy. Do you recognize that guy?
Looks like Mark Twain to me.
Mark Twain?
Looks like he's got mutton chop.
He sure as hell does, don't he, huh? No, I don't know any of them donkeys.
Those are your ancestors.
Well, I'm glad they kept it quiet.
Seven up or something?
No, I'm good, thanks.
How about you two? Would you like a seven?
Uncle Wine, vodka, whiskey, we got it all.
Maybe you can just pour me a little out of his. I don't really want a whole thing. Is that okay? Can I share yours?
Wait, you want vodka?
No, seven up.
Well, you put vodka in it.
Well, I'll pass. Thank you.
Boy, good. It perks you up.